Welcome to the March 5th, 2026 OC Parks Commission meeting. To begin our meeting, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance and Mayor Schauber, will you do the pledge for us?
Please join me as we pledge the greatest flag in the world today, and let us remember those who have served and have given their life for our country and those that continue to protect us. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for doing that. Next, we will have roll call.
Chair Warren.
Here.
Vice Chair Jones. Commissioner Bowie. Commissioner Diaz.
Here.
Commissioner Hansen.
Here.
Commissioner Schauber.
Here.
And Commissioner Gavin.
Here.
Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you. At this time, members of the public may address the commission on any items of public interest that are within the commission's jurisdiction but are not contained in tonight's agenda. Do we have any requests for public comment?
Chair, we have not received any requests to comment.
All right. Are there any other members of the public who wish to speak at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we're moving on to the consent calendar. The following items on the consent calendar will be approved by one motion unless the commissioner requests to pull a specific item.
Move it. Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then, now onto our discussion calendar, Santa Ana River Trail Enhancements.
Thank you, Chair. Antonio Valdez, OC Parks Trails and Mapping Administrator, will be presenting this item. And now I'll turn this over to Antonio.
Thank you. Good evening, Commissioners. I'm Antonio Valdez, OC Parks Trails and Mapping Administrator. And today I'm sharing a brief update on the recent Santa Ana River Trail Enhancements. So many of you are already familiar with the Santa Ana River Trail, but a quick reminder for context, it's a segment of the planned 110-mile crest-to-coast trail. That will extend from the San Bernardino Mountains all the way to the Pacific Ocean. So in Orange County, it includes a 30-mile stretch from Huntington Beach all the way to the border of Riverside County. And it is designated as an OC Parks regional trail. It has multiple access points, and it supports both walking and biking. And at Yorba Regional Park, there is an equestrian access. It also has the honor of being designated as a national recreation trail. The improvements that we're discussing tonight are located along the trail edge near East Riverdale Avenue, right here, and North Orange Olive Avenue, pardon me. Just for some context, this is the river channel right here. This is the Santa Ana River. This is the Santa Ana River Trail right here. And there's neighborhoods to the south and to the north. So if you're not familiar with this area, this is located near Highway 91 and Highway 55, that juncture, in the northeastern portion of the county. The site itself is located within OC flood control property, and those nearby neighborhoods are within the city of Orange. So for this segment, 5 rest areas were installed to serve users along this corridor, and they're depicted here with these little location pins. And they're bisected by this rail over here. So 2 of the rest areas are larger. Those are 16 by 16 feet. And 3 are smaller, 8 by 16 feet. Now, each rest area follows a consistent design. So a decomposed granite surface, two benches at the smaller rest areas and three benches at the larger rest areas, a trash receptacle, and it includes fencing on three sides. We also intentionally leveraged existing tree canopy to provide natural shade where it's feasible. So in parallel to those enhancements, the bikeway also received attention, including resurfacing, striping, and vegetation clearance. So the image on the left shows the bikeway before those improvements were made, and then the image on the right shows it after. As you can see, it's a smoother, clearer travelway, enhancing safety and user experience. So the concept for this project was sparked by community interest, especially the desire for places to stop and rest in the shade. And the project was planned and constructed in-house. You can see a photo here. It's of the team working hard, putting DG on one of these areas. The project was completed in two phases. So phase one, three rest areas were installed west of that railroad crossing, and those were done in, was finished in December of 2024. And then phase two were the two rest areas on the east side of those railroad crossing. And that was completed just this past January.
And before you leave this slide, if you might, does anybody recognize the worker on the left? Very hard worker. For those that might not know, that's Supervisor Sarmiento. This was when we opened these, and he helped us finish. So after he's done with his political work, we're going to hire him.
I hope so.
Is that unpaid labor?
I believe he was paid as a supervisor to do that, yes. Thank you.
All right. Since their installation, we've already been receiving regular use, and we've heard positive feedback from the community. So this is a good example of a maintainable community-sparked improvement that we can deliver with our own staff. Credit to the Regional Trails team and the rest of the OC Parks staff who helped move this project forward. With the five sites complete, our focus is now keeping them clean, safe, and in good condition. And with that, I'd like to thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Thanks.
Why did you feel that you need to put a fence around? What's the thought process in spending that time and money versus just having the benches?
Can we answer?
Yeah, you can go.
So it just clearly identifies that this is a rest stop area, so that way it doesn't expand into something else. So it just really clearly identifies it. It makes it really nice. It's limited to what can happen there.
This is the area.
Uh-huh. This is where we're doing this.
Not on 5 feet on this side.
Not everywhere.
6 feet on the outside.
Correct. So like as you can see, there's like vegetation and things like that. So we don't want to disturb that tree. So let's say we didn't have that, then all of a sudden we might have people going, oh, now this is the party zone. No, this is a rest area right here, and that's it. It just makes it nice. Oh. No, sir. We're not talking right now. Good question.
How much equestrian use do we get?
I'm actually not sure. Is anybody familiar with that area?
I ride that trail.
Not a lot right here. I think really the equestrian use that we're getting is really, if you can go back to the other slide where you were showing. Keep going.
Up by your religion.
Keep going, yeah. So up there, that's where you really have most of the crossover because you do have it. But we do have more equestrian use on some of our other trails, more so than on the San Andreas.
I just saw the lines next to you there.
No, that's really not. Yeah.
Please don't.
Good question.
We're trying to confuse everybody.
Yeah. We're having a commission reorganizing.
It's great. We have a full house. It's so nice.
A lot of runners use the trail too. Like a lot of the local schools nearby use the trails for cross country and track and all that stuff.
Oh, that's nice. And then they can sit and rest and wait for the slow pokes and then keep going.
I don't think very many people know that that's an Orange County Parks managed, I don't want to say facility, because that would be a long facility. What would it be called?
So it's interesting that you say that. So when we were actually doing this, I was out there and there was a couple really lovely ladies that stopped and were just curious about what we were doing. And they didn't know it was us. Mm-hmm. So I told them it was us. But we do have signage throughout the Santa Ana River Trail that shows that it's OC Parks. But depending on where you come in, you don't pay attention. And even if we had signage that was glowing and said OC Parks manages this, people don't always see that. Mm-hmm. But I took the opportunity to let them know, and I also asked them their opinions of it, and they said, this is so great, we absolutely love it. We love that we get to just, you know, go on our walk, and then sometimes we'll stop and we'll have some coffee and just relax and chit-chat. And then they also asked me, how about some exercise equipment? So we're actually looking into that too. Yeah. So it was really nice to have that interaction in real life.
The wildlife along there is a little bit active too. There are different birds and what that come and go there. So to sit there and see a little bit of the bird life is good.
Well, we were witnessing that while we were there too. And some of them were loud. It was great.
Yeah.
Just saying hi.
You could say that almost 50% of all the assets were in the park.
That's so true.
Other than the regional parks, every trail in this county, most of them are run by you, and we all get phone calls about them all the time.
So. I hope positive phone calls.
Thank you.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? Okay. Seeing none, thank you. So can I get a motion to receive and file this item?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Item passes. Moving on to the next one, OC Parks Trail Subcommittee Term Extension and Membership Renewal.
Okay, so this one is an interesting one. So the Trail Subcommittee, as we've talked about before, is a subcommittee of the OC Parks Commission. When it was first established, it was established for 5 years. After 5 years, it was reestablished or extended for another 5 years. So now we're at the end of the second 5-year term, which will be this fall. So the consideration for you today is whether or not it is serving its purpose and will continue to serve its purpose if you would like to extend it another 5 years, which are the terms, or if you would like to dissolve it. If you're going to ask me my opinion, I would say we should extend it. I think it's doing a great purpose, but that is up to you. This is your decision as the OC Parks Commission, but that's the high-level information on this. It's really up to you what you want to do with it. So there's two different options as recommendations. But up for discussion for sure.
I suppose what would help in this is, could you describe a little bit of the function of the...
Sure.
Yeah.
So the Trail Subcommittee is comprised of two OC Parks Commissioners currently. They're right here. It's basically to really talk about recommending and approving different things. So a couple of the things that they've been doing is they approve the concept of the OC Parks Trail Ambassador Program and really had a big say in how that was developed and asked a lot of questions to really help form it. Recommending and approving a draft outline for an update to the County of Orange Trail Design Guidelines. Providing feedback to the OC Parks regarding the trail use designation pilot project that we did, and recommending names for new trails for OC Parks facilities for commission approval, which you've seen recently, where they said, here's what we think, and a lot of thought went into it, so it's a really great way to be able to really talk about different things. They also look at things as, should we be decommissioning a trail, not decommissioning a trail, should we be looking at this? Currently, right now, their big thing they're working on is a big package. And so they're looking at how should we be decommissioning our trails and really thinking about how should that look. When we had a few months ago, we had some residents from one of the communities that was close to O'Neill Park, and we had decommissioned some trails. It really sparked this idea of maybe we need to do a better job of educating, and maybe we need to think about how we're signing all of this and how we're letting the public know about these things and helping them understand it, which I think a lot of them got that education when they came to this
meeting. Was this the decommission where people showed up and spoke a lot about it, the son wasn't going to go down with mom or
correct.
All that, then they, yeah.
Correct, so it's really making sure that we're really thinking about this. So that was a really great example, but putting it back to the trail subcommittee where they can more workshop it to then be able to bring this then at the final approval will be coming back to the Parks Commission.
Commissioner Schaubert?
Yeah, I'm going to fully support the extension, and I'll tell you why. If you take all the things on our plate on this commission or this committee, it doesn't quite balance the other side of the things that come up related to trails. I think by differentiating it out, it puts a focus on a system that's much larger than what we do here, and it's easier to handle, less confusing, and it gives the public and our staff a chance to focus on individual needs related to that, and then we can take care of the general business. Remember, what comes back from that committee comes back to us anyway, and we have a final say.
I should also mention that five of their members that are on the trail subcommittee represent the different sectors of our users, so equestrian, mountain biking, hiking, bird watching. So they encompass all those different types of users, which this commission may or may not have, but it's not a requirement of this commission, as you all know.
My question is actually for John Haley. Do you find value in it?
I'll let the chair speak.
I do, and I find value in two areas. My hope is that we can buffer both staff and the commission from some of the public comment. Let's try and direct that to a concentrated place rather than it taking up a lot of time in these meetings, and then we can filter that through and bring it up. I guess my biggest concern, and maybe you've already answered this, Pam, is just the staff commitment to keeping both groups going. If it's regular meetings, I know how time intensive that is for you guys to prepare for those meetings, hold those meetings. So I'm sensitive to that, but I do think that it serves an important purpose.
I appreciate that. And the trail subcommittee meets 4 times a year, mm-hmm. so that helps.
Right.
And if there really isn't any business, then there could be the ability not to have a meeting.
Right.
But currently, there's been enough work
right.
to be able to justify those 4 meetings right now.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's something that we're cognizant of, but we do have really good teams mm-hmm. that are ready to be able to support both the Parks Commission as well as the trail subcommittee right now.
So I have 2 questions. One, I don't believe, I guess this is there another subcommittee?
No, this is it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Currently, this is it.
And then how much does this subcommittee cost the county-ish? With paper and meeting and siphons and what is it,
$1,000 deal,
a $10,000 deal?
I don't know what the exact amount is, but the only stipends are to these two. It's to only the commission.
Oh, it's nonprofit or not nonprofit?
So the non-Parks Commission members do not get a stipend.
Oh.
So the Parks Commissioners are allowed to get up to 2 meetings per month, and that's one of the meetings that could be part of that. So there is no other cost of that. As far as the staff time, the staff are already paid, so it's not additional money that they're getting to work on this, so it's really just reallocating what they're doing, and the cost for the paper is minimal.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess the question is, do you feel that they bring value to the organization? That's most important.
I do. Personally, so before I was the director and I was the deputy director, I attended those meetings, which because we were together. And Yeah, I found it really valuable. It actually helped me understand a lot more about what we were doing in OC Parks and why we're doing it. And it was really great to hear from these different sectors and their points of view and be able to see, okay, that's a really good point. It's something I hadn't thought of because maybe my usage is only like this. But to really be able to hear that and have these different, not just their viewpoints, but also their experiences. And they're out there in the community and they're getting other feedback from those different sectors saying, hey, the equestrians need this, here's why. I'm not a horse. I love horses and I've gone horseback riding, but I don't own a horse. I'm not a regular user on our trails on the equestrian. So it's like, oh, that's a really good point. We really need to be thinking about that. So I really value that personally.
Thank you for that feedback, and I
concur with the
former chair.
I just want to comment on Hedy's comment. I think it's important that whether we have the trails here or we have a separate staff program, we have to spend the same amount of time on the topic. So it's really not a burden on them. And the good news is that they will have that document ready then for our meeting, and that cuts down on their work because they're actually going to prepare for two meetings rather than one. So it's really kind of a cost-saving kind of thing. And also, it's good because sometimes we can divert a problem early on so that we don't spend hours with our group to try to solve it when it can be easily solved at the trails committee itself.
So I'll move to approve.
All I was going to say is that it was already brought up, but the trails committee tend to be members that are eyes and ears and out there actually communicating with the people that are using it and their residents themselves that use the trails, and so they're very passionate about it because, well, they're the ones that use it. And we get a variety of opinions on it with the different groups represented. They get to speak to the residents that are out there. Not that we don't talk to residents, but they're there for a very specific purpose, and so, and they know their role well, and they take great pride in monitoring the trails.
So this has a connector to it that if you pick A, then you have to do number two.
Well, what's interesting is that if you had picked B, we would still be able to do number two because the trail subcommittee doesn't expire until, I think, October.
Yeah, got it.
So we would still be voting on number two.
All right.
Okay.
But I'll let you finish first with one.
Yeah, okay. So this will be on one to approve the extension, right? And so we had a motion and a second for that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can I clarify who the second was on that?
Okay. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none.
I can't believe we're seeing 2031 now in documents.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. When I saw that, I thought it was a typo.
Oh,
that can't be right.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't even know what year it is anymore. Because it's not 2026, obviously.
Okay, so now then I'll do the second part, which
correct.
Is...
The second part is renewing the membership of OC Parks Trail Subcommittee member Deborah Ball for an additional two-year term, which will expire on July 10th, 2028. Look at it again. What year is that? 28.
I would move renewing Ball's membership.
Okay. Okay, got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item passes. Now, we're on to the OC Parks Director's Report.
Okay. Sorry, I'm talking so much tonight.
That's nice that you do all the talking.
Well, I'm glad I could serve you guys tonight. All right. The first update that I have is just a friendly reminder that it is that time again for the Form 700 annual filing. It's simple if you don't have anything. If you have things, it might take you a few more minutes, but it is required. And if you don't have it done yet, you have a little bit of time, so you have until April 1st. And I can read the list of who hasn't done it if you don't know. Let me tell you guys.
Yeah. I just did mine.
Good job, because okay, so you're on the list, but I'm gonna say
you're
done.
Unless James, you guys hear otherwise, I did it wrong or something like that.
They'll let us know.
Yeah, I know they will.
Shaver, we don't have yours yet. Warren, Diaz, and Bowie. So that's why I wanted to make sure I said it. So if you have submitted it, just
I'll double check and I'll let you confirm with you.
Please. Yeah, thank you.
When did you submit it?
Monday. Yeah, Monday. I had an email confirmation.
These notes could have predated that. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah.
It's nice to be on the naughty list and on the good list in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Can you do me a favor? Can you reach out to our city clerk, Rick Miller?
Yeah.
Because all my form to my treasure goes through there. I don't keep track of it.
Okay.
So if he doesn't have it, know that, you know, but all the forms should be in his file.
In the city of Laguna Beach, we had to, I had to do it three times and through three different platforms. The email doesn't come from the same place.
I think we have to do it separately too.
Yeah.
No, basically, I do my treasure to our city clerk. He keeps everything.
Okay. Oh, so maybe your treasure already did it?
Yeah, my treasure does all the forms, keep updated, and send it to a city clerk to keep on the line.
Oh, nice.
Also, there was a change this year with the 700 that we're now filing with the state directly instead of through the county, right?
Oh, I don't know.
That's right.
I just know that I fill it out and I have to submit it, but I only submit it for the county, so.
Yeah.
And but I you just, did it online.
Okay. I did. Okay, that was the first one. The second one was just letting you know that even though it doesn't feel like it this week, but we did have some recent closures because of rain. So we will have rain again at some point. So just a friendly reminder to everybody why we close it is because of the safety not only of our park, but of the participants and the wildlife. So if anybody ever says, why the heck does OC Parks continue to close our parks when it rains? And sometimes after it's rained, when it's still sunny, it's because we want to make sure we maintain our trails. So that was just a friendly reminder about that. Something very, very exciting. We have a new animal at the OC Zoo. Wait, where's my picture? There it is.
Oh, so cute.
Oh, this is a screech owl. And super cute. And screech owl's name is Agnes.
Agnes, okay.
Thank you. Agnes, so super cute.
I love her.
And then while you're looking at this and you're super excited, I wanted to get a head count of who is available to go to the field trip next month. It is on Friday, April 10th at 9 a.m. It will not be less than 2 hours. It won't be more than 2 hours. Sorry, not less than 2 hours. It will not be more than 2 hours, more like probably an hour and a half. So we have Gabbard.
April 10th.
Who can go?
Yes, who's planning on going? Hanson?
Is it to the, it's to the zoo?
It's at Laguna Coast Wilderness Park, and we're going to meet at Nick's Nature Center.
My son is supposed to get his wisdom teeth out that morning, but I think I'm going to try and reschedule that, so I'm okay. Tentative.
That's good. I would not recommend doing both together.
Definitely not. I'll be fine, but my kids will not be.
Your teeth will be gone. They get to see an owl.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. My daughter was freaked out that they changed rooms, and that was all she could talk about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my daughter had her teeth taken out last month or something.
Just to reiterate, date and time again.
Is Friday, April 10th at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
that'll be everything. Okay, so can I confirm with you once I reschedule an appointment?
Absolutely. Shower?
Right.
Are you able to go to the field trip on Friday, April 10th at 9 a.m.?
I'm going to check.
Okay. So, double check?
I have a meeting at 9:45, so it's not going to work.
Okay.
Thank you.
We can make
all right.
So make it really quick.
It's not on the other side of the 73.
No.
Okay.
And we're going to be, we'll give you details, but we just wanted to have an idea. Well, one, we want to make sure that we're going to have quorum. Right. But also it will depend on who all is coming to how we'll be able to plan our event. But I can tell you this, it's going to be great, and it's going to be fun, and it will be educational.
Yes.
And hello, maybe we might see a screech owl.
So you can bring a screech owl to the next meeting here?
Yes, I did.
I have thought about that. We did get a new bear, but they said that they wouldn't bring the bear here. So,
how big is she? She's
big. Oh, the screech owl. Oh, they're like this big.
They're tiny.
They're so cute. Go to the OC Zoo. Go see our screech owl. So cute. Oh my goodness. All right, and that's all I have.
That was nice and brief, actually.
Thank you.
You can't go without talking too much and then have a brief report.
Do you have any update on that fire that I got stuck in?
What fire did you get?
Yes.
So I've been getting texts, but I haven't been answering them.
It looked like it was almost out when I drove past it. OCFA was on scene. But they shut down Laguna Canyon Road.
It was a report of a fire. Let's see. At Barber's Lake.
Yeah.
We're waiting to find out.
Okay. It looked like it was pretty.
Quarter acre right now.
But it's out.
Oh, it's out. That's what you should lead with.
It's a quarter acre of nothing.
Now you guys know I'm not on my phone when we're in meetings, but I did see that there was a lot of text messages, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, right.
But I figured that if it was bad, that they would let me know.
They
would
pay attention.
Yes.
All right.
So yes, it's out. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So we'll get to Commissioner Collins, and I'll start at the end. Commissioner Chopper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's nice to see you from this side of the table.
It's kind of a topic that I've always been, or at least preaching, and now that I'm not the chairman, I can really lobby. I think that as I look back over the different programs that we offer in Orange County, a majority of them are usually in South County, or the South County areas, or areas that are really touch Northwest Orange County. I can tell you right now, a majority of the folks in the area in which I live, my nine surrounding cities, don't even know what this is all about. And I'm not faulting you. I think a lot of it has to do with you guys doing a great outreach. But the problem is distance, and also the fact that I don't think we as a city do a good job letting people know about things. I give it my best shot, but I think we can do better. I would like to just start with one event, and it's not going to be in a Orange County park. It's going to be in what I call this Orange County Park satellite. As an example, Stanton Park is 11 acres. It is in the heart of nine cities and surrounded by unincorporated Orange County housing. I can tell you right now, the majority of the people that live in those areas, Brandon Quinton, Independencia, they have no idea about this or what's available. Some of them do, I would say the vast majority don't. It would be nice because if we go to Dinosaur Land and Brandon Park, which is nice, and a couple of historic things, but that's there. We go to Fountain Valley, that's there. But in that region that we're talking about is Los Alamitos, Grand Park, South Grand Park, La Palma, Westminster, Garden Grove, Anaheim, Stanton. I mean, it's right here on the beach. I would be willing to give you my facility at no cost. We do have a lot of wonderful amenities there. Maybe just a day at the park, sponsored by OC Parks. Just let people know it's there, and then at that time, you can have booths there to tell people about yourself and about our programs and educate them. I think we have enough activities going on there that we would be able to take care of the people that come that day. We do have overflow parking, but then also maybe you could bring one event that you feel would be easy to do, working with our staff, and develop that. I think that would be a monumental step in sharing what you have to offer with an area of Orange County that I don't think really has connection with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
And Commissioner Copper.
I just want to thank everyone for all the hard work that you've done on the trail, the Salt Creek Trail. And it's been a labor of love, but they've done a great job
thank
redoing
you.
The signage and repainting it, so you can keep the nascent blues is thank you for that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hanson.
I would like to see some movement for the e-bikes out in the Orange County parks. Area. Well, I believe the parks are playing from behind. There's a lot of other parks that allow this. We constantly are having people ask about it, and I don't think enough's being done.
That'll be coming back. Commissioner Diaz.
Thank you for the amazing work on the trail, the Santa Ana Trail, D2 office, 106, and that things. It's just really, really awesome work that y'all have done.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Jones?
I don't have any.
Okay. And I'll just end by saying thank you to everybody. Great job. I mean, you definitely brought the rain season. So looking forward to probably the biggest super bloom we'll see in years. So.
Yes,
everybody.
Oh,
yeah. You're on this side.
Yeah.
Commissioner Bowie. This is Satellite Commissioner Joe.
Well, first of all, thank you, Pam, for all the work that you do. And of course, to your other half of the staff over here, right? You can't do without support, right?
Correct.
So I want to thank you. You often don't speak much, but thank you for your support. I mean, she can be successful because of all of you. So I want to thank you for the staff. I'd like to know, this year is 250 years anniversary of the United States. Is OC Park doing anything? Just we want to know, so if there's any event we'd be aware of. Is anything happening for this year?
We are not. A lot of the cities are doing some things.
Okay.
So we're excited about that. And the courthouse will be doing.
Anything you can share with us? Is some city that's doing something big so we know we can share it out?
Present it.
Well, we're doing big. Once we're done, I'll get it out of my
Okay.
I forgot to mention.
Okay. That's the only thing I had.
Okay.
I was wondering if the park was going to be anything.
Our courthouse is working on something, but we'll give you more information once that's more fleshed out.
Okay.
And I was going to say the county might do something, but you're a branch of the county.
We are a branch, like OC Park specifically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Well, I was just going to say, I did have a title for my request. It's Discover OC Parks Day. And that would be great. And that way we can draw people in. After that, you can add whatever you want. But I think Discover OC Parks Day is something that would really help that area.
The reason, one thing I did forget is the harbor starting tomorrow at 5. We start the Festival of the Whales. It's going to be a very, very busy weekend. Everything from the carnival up on the bluff all the way through the parade on Saturday, and we got a lot of stuff going down at Baby Beach. So a clam chowder cook-off that I have to judge, so pray for me. I may need to have my stomach pumped, but we're all going to be there. So if you have a chance, come down, enjoy the harbor. It's going to be a great day, a lot of fun. And enjoy one of our many, many, many great assets here in the park.
The OC Parks Foundation will be there Sunday. The OC Parks Foundation will be there Sunday.
Yes.
Doing the kids area.
What time to what time?
Oh gosh, the parade starts at 10. Tomorrow there's a cardboard dinghy competition that starts 30-ish. Yeah, I got to judge it too. And then the carnival's going all Saturday and Sunday, and then on Sunday there's concert on the water, where there's a cover band for, I think it's either Prophet or one of the other kind of nautical themed acts that will be out there for.
Well, if we need a judge for any OC Park events, we now have a designated commissioner. Well, on that note, again, thank you to all the OC Park staff for the great job you do, and we're still early in the year, so we'll see how it goes. So thank you, everybody, and we're adjourned.
Thank you.